Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the fascinating intersection of AI and the workplace. Let's dive into our first story. Go read this report on AI's effects on Amazon's software labor force.
Amazon engineers have shared with the New York Times how AI is reshaping their work environment. They've noted increased output expectations, with teams halved in size, yet expected to maintain the same productivity through AI tools.
That's intriguing. How exactly is AI affecting their workflow, and what are the engineers' sentiments about these changes?
The engineers liken their experience to Amazon's warehouses, where robots have drastically increased worker productivity. One engineer mentioned that understanding code deeply is now less critical, as AI handles much of the complexity.
This shift could redefine software development roles. Are there broader industry implications we should consider?
Absolutely. As AI continues to evolve, the demand for traditional coding skills might decrease, pushing developers towards roles that require more strategic oversight and AI management.
Speaking of AI's expanding role, let's transition to Google's latest move. Gemini in Chrome feels like a small step toward Google's agentic era.
Google's Gemini integration in Chrome is a new step towards making AI more interactive. Users can now ask questions about what's on their tab directly through a Gemini button, though it's currently limited to certain subscribers.
How does this integration enhance user interaction, and what are the current limitations?
While Gemini can summarize and fetch information, its capabilities are still basic. It's only available to AI Pro or Ultra subscribers using Chrome's beta, dev, or canary versions, indicating it's in early stages.
This seems like a strategic move by Google. Could this integration set a precedent for future AI applications?
Indeed, as AI becomes more embedded in daily tools, we can expect more seamless interactions across platforms, potentially leading to more personalized and efficient user experiences.
Now, let's shift gears to robotics with why Intempus thinks robots should have a human physiological state.
Intempus, led by Teddy Warner, is developing robots with human-like emotional expressions. Warner believes this will improve human-robot interaction and enhance AI training models.
What specific features are being developed to achieve this human-like interaction?
The robots will express emotions through kinetic movements such as arm and torso gestures. Warner highlights that humans and even animals communicate significantly through body language.
This approach could revolutionize robotics. What potential impacts could this have on AI development?
By incorporating human-like expressions, robots could become more intuitive, making them more effective in roles that require empathy and nuanced interaction.
From robotics to events, let's discuss what's on the horizon with 48 hours left, what you won't want to miss at the 20th TechCrunch Disrupt in October.
TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 is set to be a landmark event featuring keynotes from tech leaders and innovative startup pitches. Attendees can save significantly on tickets if they act quickly.
What makes this year's Disrupt particularly noteworthy, and who are some of the headlining speakers?
This year's event will host CEOs from Luma AI, Flexport, and Nextdoor. It's an opportunity for networking and gaining insights into future tech trends.
TechCrunch Disrupt always sets the stage for innovation. Let's now turn our focus to understanding AI better with From LLMs to Hallucinations. Here's a simple guide to common AI terms.
This guide demystifies AI jargon, including terms like large language models, LLMs, and hallucinations. It's aimed at making AI concepts more accessible to a wider audience.
Why is it important for the public to understand these AI terms, and how can this guide assist them?
Understanding these terms is crucial as AI becomes more integrated into our lives. The guide helps demystify complex concepts, enabling more informed discussions about AI's role in society.
Knowledge is power, especially in tech. Moving on, let's discuss DEAL bolsters governance as it fights spying claims.
DEAL is strengthening its governance in response to allegations involving corporate espionage against its rival Rippling. The company is relocating its headquarters to improve its corporate structure.
What steps is DEAL taking to address these allegations and improve its governance?
DEAL is moving its headquarters from a San Francisco apartment to Texas or Florida, and enhancing its legal and compliance teams to better align with corporate best practices.
These changes could redefine DEAL's corporate strategy. Now, let's explore OpenAI and Jony Ive's AI super gadget.
OpenAI and Jony Ive are collaborating on a mysterious AI gadget. While details are scarce, it's speculated to be a device that complements existing technology reminiscent of the iPod Shuffle.
What are the potential implications of this collaboration for the tech industry?
This partnership could lead to innovative AI products that blend design and functionality, setting new standards for consumer technology.
Finally, let's delve into the strategic moves with OpenAI goes all in with Jony Ive as Google plays AI catch-up.
OpenAI's acquisition of Jony Ive's startup IO for $6.5 billion signifies a major push towards AI-driven consumer devices. This strategic move positions OpenAI as a leader in AI innovation.
How does this position OpenAI against competitors like Google, and what are the expected outcomes?
With Ive's design expertise, OpenAI aims to transcend traditional screens, creating devices that redefine user interaction, potentially outpacing Google's current AI offerings.
That's all for today's episode. We've covered a lot of ground, from AI's impact on software development to groundbreaking partnerships. Stay tuned for more insights in our next episode.